Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
You called me. I didn't call you.
I'm using someone left their number for us to give them a call back.
What company is this?
All right, I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent 400 different companies.
Well, I need to talk to somebody about a billing, so if you don't know what company I'm calling about, that's not going to help.
All right, Ethan, the only thing I can do is try to locate an account, and I'll be glad to let you know. I did locate an account with your phone number, which company is charging you. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
Debbie Emerson.
Thank you. Could you verify your address, please?
301 West Powell Street, St. Joe, Texas.
Thank you, ma'am. It'll take just a moment for your page to load.
Okay.
It's coming slowly but surely. The computers are running a little slow today. I'm sorry.
You know what? They always do.
unless you don't want them to. Then they seem to go really fast, like you were trying to get your words together or something.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They never seem to amaze me.
Yeah.
It leads to a lot of awkward times. So just sitting here waiting for it, because it seems like it takes forever.
Yeah. Tapping your finger like, okay, what do I say now?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I did locate an account, so let's start here. It does look like all this started when someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win cookware, pots and pans, for $5.74 for the shipping and handling of the product.
Well, my problem is I'm being charged, $67.23 or $62.73. I've been charged it 2 months in a row, and I've never authorized that. I am 69 years old, and I'm Social Security. I'm not going to authorize something like that.
Oh, okay. So I want to make sure. So you think this is fraud on your account? Is that correct, ma'am?
Absolutely.
Okay, no problem. We can find us a fraud supervisor. Let me go ahead and request that. That way, but they can be.
Yeah,
we can be waiting on them.
October the 15th and November the 19th. And, you know, I had my wallet stolen and all my cards, and I've been through, you don't ever want that to happen. I had to get new driver's license. I had my Medicare card. Listen, Medicare took 10 weeks. They told me it'd be 10 weeks to get me a new card.
Oh,
I've been through the gamut. Somebody stole my wallet right off my, I was just pumping gas.
That's scary. I've always been afraid of that.
Yeah, and what I did was I just took my card out of my wallet and went into the store. You know, I'd already paid my gas, but I was going to get, to be honest, I was going to get a couple of Red Bulls. I was traveling to my daughter's house, and it was like a 4-hour drive. And when I come back, you know, I didn't really start looking up. You know, I guess I thought it fell in the seat. I don't want to. Well, when I got to my daughter's, my granddaughter started just unloading the truck for me. And I said, "Did you see my red wallet?" And she said, "I didn't see it." So my daughter went out there. She goes, "Mom, your wallet is not." I was stuck down there, girl. No wallet, no driver's license, no nothing. So I didn't have any way to get money, but I did have a checkbook. So I brought a check to my daughter, and she had to go cash it. It was crazy.
And that's even, you know, I hate having to depend on other people to go do something for me, even if it is.
I do, too, because
I hate
and
that.
And I felt bad, because I thought, what if she didn't have, you know, what if I'm putting her account lower? You know,
and, you know, she wouldn't tell you, because I'm the same way. My daughter's only 11, money's hard to come by this day and time.
Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, is there any way I can get my money back on that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. See, I can't, but I'm going to transfer you over to a fraud supervisor, because what it looks like happened, it looks like someone went online, paid $5.74 on October 10th, entered a sweepstakes to be put in a drawing to possibly win some pot and pans. When they did that was a free welcoming entry for the consumer shopping membership. So I see on October 15th, they charged you $67.32. That is a monthly charge. They charged you again on November 19th. They would have charged you again on December 19th, but we've got that canceled. It would have got you for those 2 months. Whoever did this $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the online web store. But I think we've got a fraud supervisor for you that's going to be available in just a moment, and I'm sorry this happened.
Okay. I appreciate your help. Well, you know, my kids are always telling me, you know, well, you need to watch this. I'm thinking, well, somebody's going to be very disappointed in my account because I don't have much money. But
I've always said the same thing. Yes, ma'am. I've always said the same thing.
When I got my credit card bill, I went, this isn't right. And I started kind of researching it. And I should have done it sooner, but I've been doing a lot because I had to go through my bank account. I had to go through everything since I got my wallet stolen. So.
Yes, ma'am. It sounds like a nightmare. And I'm sorry you had to deal with that. But we're going to definitely get you over to the fraud department. She's going to be ready in about, she said, you're her next call. So once she becomes available, I'll get you transferred over to her, and she'll be able to help you further than I can with these charges. But I did get the account canceled, so we don't have to worry about any more charges at least.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got that all put in. I let them know your wallet was stolen, and you've had to deal with a mess. So I let them know all that good information.
Okay.
And that way they can help you with fraud. I let them know this was fraud on your account. You did not make this charge.
Because when somebody got my wallet, they knew my address. They knew everything about me. Because all that information, you know, my driver's license. Yeah, it is.
Because you just never know who's getting that information.
I know. That's what my daughter said. You know, when I live in a little bitty town, and it's real quiet and kind of safe here. But she said, Mom, what about, you know, when you come home and you've been gone for 2 weeks, you don't know.
And somebody's in your house. You know, you don't know if they're hiding under a bed this day and time.
I know it.
And they're going to, in my luck, they're going to kill me because I don't have any. The only thing I could offer them was my car keys. And my debit card that might have $20 on it to tell them best of luck, you know, get out of town. But I'm not going to be able to help them much further.
That wouldn't even get them very much gas nowadays.
They'd probably be better off running, to be honest. But I've got you, your supervisor is going to be named Amaya. I'm going to transfer you over to her now. She's ready for your call.
Okay.
You just remain on the line. She'll be right there, ma'am. And I hope everything gets better for you sooner rather than later.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service, transferring you to Amaya now. Have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.